my name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR. Well, it's a
You can take Ben Whistles and Weiss and turn off the radio, or you can stay the Punk Rock Weekly radio show We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM. Hello, 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 my name is Tim, and welcome to Weekly Punk Rock Show We All Fall Down on CITR. Hello, my friends. That was a song by Christian Weasel called Radio Blast from their album Kill the Musicians. That's a compilation which came out back in 1995. Mr. Weasel, he's a very talented songwriter. Today, I have prepared a special show for you, and we will have two in-studio interviews with two different great local bands. The first interview will be with Ivan from Isotopes, the best band in the world singing about baseball. There's no better band who sing about baseball and doing better than local heroes, Isotopes. The band released a brand new 7-inch called Blood Diamond. This 7-inch is out on their Bandcamp page, and the CD release for 7-inch is happening this Friday, May 11th at the Media Club. Isotopes obviously headlining this mega show, and they're playing with their friends Greenback High, Keep Tidy, and Joyce Collingwood. In the second part of the interview, I will have guys from local band Ankaras. The band's released a new album, and the name of the album is Crime and Compass. The CD release event for this album is on Saturday, May 12th at the Rickshaw. Ankaras are playing the Jen Huang's, Northern Guard, Meat Pills, and One Life Animal. The interview with Ankaras will be a little bit after 30 minutes mark in the show. And in the first half, we'll have Isotopes. And I'd like you to play great new 7-inch, all three songs from new 7-inch from Isotopes. The name of the 7-inch is Blood Diamond. And let's start. Three amazing songs, all shorter than 2 minutes, and that means they're very good songs, even looking at their time frame. And yeah, let's start. Rule 21 is the first track of from new Isotopes 7-inch called Blood Diamond. CD release is this Friday at the Media Club. Let's listen. Rule 21, Isotopes, CITR. We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're also available on the website CITR.ca. We just heard three beautiful songs from local baseball heroes, pop-punk legends Isotopes. And the last song that was Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Before that, we heard the song called Operation Vamos and the opening track of this brand new 7-inch called Blood Diamond. And the name of the song is Rule 21. I have here Evan from Isotopes, the leader and the frontman of the band.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you so much for coming to the show, and congratulations on another great baseball track.
Well, thanks very much for having me, and I'm glad you enjoy the record. Yeah,
it's, again, you know, three songs, three killer hits. Let's talk a little bit about this brand new 7-inch Blood Diamond. I know that it's already available on the on your Bandcamp page, and there's a physical release available as well.
There'll be a physical release available tomorrow night at the Media Club. That's our 7-inch release show, and it will be going up for sale on the internet at various internet locations next week. On Tuesday is the is the drop date, sticking with traditional release methods, Tuesdays. And yeah, it's we got three colors of vinyl out there for the collectors: black, white, and red. We've never done that before, so hopefully we'll be able to intrigue some people with those.
Yes, you will. And at least to me, you have one person already intrigued.
That's good to hear.
And you're doing it as usual, DIY, 100% your style.
We're self-releasing this record. There may or may not be a digital deal at some point with a third party, but we are doing the vinyl ourselves. And we find that it's definitely faster to go that way. Which is, mm-hmm. We didn't shop this record around to anyone. We just we recorded it, and we began putting it out ourselves because we wanted to stick to a summer release. And had we shopped it around to a label, if a label was interested, and that's always a big if, it wouldn't have been able to come out to the fall. So we want to hit it with this baseball season. So
oh yeah,
that's the motivation there.
Yeah, see, like in normal bands, they plan around touring. No, you guys plan around baseball.
Yeah,
season.
We don't play in the off season, so we got 162 days to work with a year.
As I mentioned early in the introduction part, you are, guys, the best band singing songs about baseball in the world. You know, I have no idea about baseball. I tried to educate myself. I tried to go some Canadian games. Doesn't really work. So I will need your assistance, because I know that you always write very deep baseball lyrics. Let's go through each track, all the three songs we just heard, and let's talk a little bit about what are they all about. Because maybe some people understand, but I do not. Let's start with Rule 21, the opening track.
All right. What would you like to know? What it's all about?
Yeah, what it's all about.
Rule 21 is it's a misconduct rule in professional baseball, and it kind of canopies every misconduct that you could be awarded. And I believe Section D is where you cannot gamble on professional baseball if you are in any way associated to the game. The song's about it's about, you know, the Chicago Black Sox in 1919, where a bunch of those guys, including Shoeless Joe, got erased essentially from history, and also it's about, I guess, Pete Rose. And there's nothing specific in the song as far as players or anything that I talk about. It's just kind of takes you through maybe the state of mind that one of these guys would have been in. Being such a great player and then being erased from history. Like, these guys are not eligible for the Hall of Fame, even though they ought to be. You know, Pete Rose is regarded as the greatest hitter of all time, and he's not even recognized. So
you mean, like, erased from the history? That means that they are not, like,
they're not in the record books. They're just, their whole legacy has been erased.
Oof.
Because of being caught for gambling. Caught gambling on games that they were participating in.
Oof, okay.
Yeah, it's a heavy penalty, that's for sure. So.
Yes. Okay, interesting. Okay, that's keeps getting interesting. Let's move on.
Well, that's the whole point. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Next track is Operation Vamos, and you told me a little bit about it. Let's share it with the listeners.
Well, in the offseason this year, there's a rookie catcher who plays for the Washington Nationals. His name is Wilson Ramos, and he did one season in the bigs and came back to Venezuela, his home, obviously with a lot of money and obviously with a lot of, media, coverage on him. So everyone knew that he had a lot of money, and down in Venezuela, what they do is they kidnap people if they have any money, to try to get a ransom. So we as soon as this guy got kidnapped, it was, I don't know when it was, January or something like that, JR Highlife and I were sitting down having a drink someplace, and we thought, well, this has got to be a song, there's got to be a song in this. And so I recessed some high school Spanish, and it turns out that the guy's name rhymes with the Spanish word to disappear. So it was more or less kinsmit, I believe is what they say. So we wrote the song, and it's all about that. But there's some fiction in there too. We turned it funny because it's not that funny of a thing. But we had to make it funny. We don't want to. I'm not writing like moral songs. So. I put a spin on it where, why would he get kidnapped? And I thought maybe it was because Pudge Rodriguez's agent, put the call out on him because Pudge lost his job to Wilson Ramos. Pudge became, he was an all-star catcher too in his day, but he took to the bench once Wilson Ramos joined the team. So I thought maybe that would be a funny angle.
Brilliant. And in the real life, is he okay?
He's all right. They rescued him. The government forces came in and rescued him after, I think he was only gone for 3 or 4 days or something.
Okay.
And yeah.
Good. So it makes sense if the story ended positive, so you can write a funny song about it. Yeah, so it's all good. And the last track, I didn't know that before last night, but I was getting ready for the interview, and Take Me Out to the Ball Game, it's a cover.
It is a cover. It is so old that it is free property to cover. So it's public domain. And it was one of these songs where everyone always said, you guys should cover Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And I always said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that because that's way too obvious or whatever. But we needed a third song for this record. And I finally kind of figured out how I'd want to do it. And we finally had a lineup that wanted to do it. So we did it. So that's how it turned out. It's Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I personally love all the concept things. Doesn't matter. Concept bands, concept albums, concept, I don't know, parties, things like that. So that's why I have a feeling for your band, not only because you write good songs. And I really love the fact that you cover the baseball song. Some bands cover, Ramones or like Britney Spears or something lame or something obscure track no one ever heard of. You did another concept thing.
Well, yeah, we have to stick to our program here.
I hope so. Yeah, never stop it because it's good. Okay, that's a brand new EP 7-inch called Blood Diamond, and it comes out will be available tomorrow at the Media Club. I know that your previous release called Cuban Missile, and is it all about Cuban baseball? That's correct.
That one song was. There are two songs actually. Were off that were about Cuban baseball. Yes.
I didn't know there's a baseball scene is for music, baseball competition, and I don't know how you call this thing.
I guess you'd call it a program. It's a culture, I suppose, more than anything down there, and the only reason you don't hear about it that much is because of the way that the United States not only kind of owns baseball but also blacks out anything from Cuba. So there's been some great players from Cuba who have, if you're able to make it here, then you'll be embraced. But they generally don't like anyone to, even know that Cuba exists, let alone has a great baseball team.
And one of those guys is correct, Ray Ordonez?
Yeah, Ray Ordonez. He defected in 1996 from the Cuban national team. He was playing in a tournament, I think the World Baseball Classic or something to that effect, in Ontario. And he hopped a fence into Buffalo, and he had a getaway car and everything lined up on the other side, and found a home in Florida, playing for the St. Lucie Mets down there, and then made his way to the bigs shortly thereafter.
Don't you mind if we listen to the song?
Yeah, let's play it.
So this is a song from the previous EP from Isotopes called Cuban Missile, and this is Ballad of Rey Ordonez.
I'm not afraid to die. funny. I've been working this letter out in my head for weeks, but now that I finally got a chance to write, I don't remember a thing I wanted to say. I miss you a lot, and I love you. There's a new brand of hell out here, and they're tough as advertising, not too crowd bastards, but I hear we're winning. Got leave in August, home for our birthdays. We'll take a drive together and eat lunch somewhere pretty. Okay, baby, keep knocking them in. Love, your sweet, nice.
Hello, hello, hello. You're still listening to CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just listened lots of songs by great baseball band called Isotopes.
Hey, Tim, why are you panting?
I was too excited to listen to the songs about baseball. this Friday, May 11th, at the Media Club, release of a brand new 7-inch.
Yeah, come out to the show tomorrow night. Our friends Greenback High are playing, Keep Tidy's playing, Joyce Collingwood. It's going to be a very fun show, and we've got lots of surprises in store for you guys. There's going to be some hot dogs, and Brooklyn Brewing has kindly sponsored the show too, I should mention. Those guys are fine people, and they make a stellar beer, Brooklyn Pennant Ale. So there's their plug, and that's going to be on special tomorrow night, and
so this is the beer I should pursue tomorrow.
Pursue that beer. Come down. Everyone's going to be wearing tight pants, too. I hear that helps with pulling draw. So, see everyone down there.
Okay. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks again for releasing another 3 super hits about baseball.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So we're done with the first half of the show. Isotop and we'll listen to a little bit more of Anchoress from their brand new album called Cried and Compass, and then I'll have guys in studio to for the interview. But for now, Anchoress, and this is the opening track from the album, the Rum Runner Blues. Let's listen.
I just got a text. My
Coast Guard fire! Shots fired, but it opens.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. The first half of the show was interview with Evan from Isotopes, a local band, and they sing all their songs about baseball. And they have a 7-inch release on Friday. On Saturday, Anchoress, another local great band, are playing their album release party at the Rickshaw. Anchoress are playing with Jen Huang's, Norum Guard, Meat Pills, One Life Animals. And I have here Rob and Chris from the band in studio. Thank you so much for coming, my friends.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We just heard two songs from a band's new album, and the name of the album is Crime and Compass. And this last song we heard, it was a song called, my favorite song of the album, Break the Dead Release the River. And the first one was the opening track called The Rum Runner Blues.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
That's right.
You got it.
So let's talk a little bit about the band, and because... You're a relatively young band for the whole Vancouver punk scene.
Yeah.
I've seen you a couple times, and the thing which impressed me the most, besides your amazing stage performance, that you on stage really look like a group of longtime friends, and that you're just playing music and having fun. It's like it's a simple thing, but not all the bands have this kind of experience. Is it right feeling that you've been friends forever and that's what you've been doing?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, as soon as we got together,
yeah,
it just seemed to all work out. We became best friends almost immediately, and I don't know. It's just been a great time. Like, every practice we have a blast.
And we're pretty much, I'd say you're right, because I'd say we're friends first, mm-hmm. and then we're a band. And being a band is sort of like this great perk we have. As well as being, best buddies and hanging out all the time, we got to play music and have fun.
That's the feeling I got, and I think it's a really important thing to have for a band. Let's talk a little bit about this brand new album called Crime and Compass. It mm-hmm. comes out, is it officially out tomorrow?
Digitally, officially, it came out May 4th.
On the Bandcamp.
Yeah, and then we're doing the physical album release with the party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and May 12th.
And the CDs will be available at the show.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. This week, actually today, there's a new edition of Georgia Strait out. And Mike Huizinger, you're probably the best fan you have, he wrote an article and he said it very, it's a very interesting article. It's awesome that the big paper supports a young local band. And he said a very interesting thing. Here's a quote from that. Rob is a more accomplished lyricist than 90% of the Stooges who scored invites to last tour Warped Tour. And Keenan has no interest in limiting himself to three garage punk chords. That's a pretty bold statement from the guy who is one of the biggest music critics in the city, and especially talking about Warped Tour, because last year there was Against Me, Less Than Jake, Anti-Flag on the tour, so he's comparing that you're better than those guys. How is it easy to live up to this thing?
I don't know. I think Tom Gable, or I guess Laura Grace now, is one of the most incredible lyricists. Like, I have a tattoo, an Against Me tattoo, so they definitely made an impact on me, and I respect him completely. So to be even remotely compared to him is incredible.
And compared not to me, not by me, but the guy who knows a little bit about music more than I do.
Well, you know your stuff.
Yeah. See, If you'll trivia me on pop punk, I think I can win. But if you'll trivia me on prog rock from 70s and 17-minute solo, I might lose.
That's fair.
It's true.
Well, I don't know.
You might be a prog rock fan.
The first song we heard, it was a song called Rum Runner Blues. And in the article, there's an interesting story about the lyrics of the song. Could you please tell a little bit about the story about the song?
Yeah, the song I wrote about my great-grandpa, who was a rum runner in the 30s. Basically, it's just a story of how he was running rum into Puget Sound, and the Coast Guard began chasing him, started firing at him and everything, and then in the news article later, which my mom still has up on her wall, it says that they were shooting at him, but it was all warning shots and stuff, but he wasn't harmed. But my great-grandma, the Rum Runner's wife, wrote in the margin saying that they actually did hit his boat, but he's okay. Still rum running.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just a song about how badass he was.
Yeah, it's you know, that's, you know, like what usually bands write about. Girls, I hate the society, or the politician people, like one of those ones.
And
this,
yeah.
This is a really good topic to write about. Let's talk, you know, the thing that, you know, I told you that you have Russian fans and people in Russia really like your band.
Yeah.
And on the forum, music forum, there's a special thread for you and people going bananas. They like you. There's a huge debate about style of your vocals.
Okay.
And some people really love it. Some people hate it. Some people say that you need really to listen to the album 5 times and then get into it and then you start loving it. Do you feel like you have a specific, you know, vocal style, and have you been influenced by any baby singers in punk rock?
I don't know. I always felt like as I was growing up listening to punk rock and hardcore records and stuff, I always wanted to emulate different singers, but I feel like I never could. So I don't know. I feel like the voice that I have, I guess, is all that I can do. Like, it's just, I just shout. I give everything I can, and that's just how it turns out. So I'm glad people like it.
No, they do. They do. And
where's this thread that people are
on the Russian forum, Russian music forum, on the biggest illegal downloading website we have? And there is a thread about your band. There's 4 pages.
Is it all in Russian?
Of course it is. Like, people in Russia, they speak Russian language.
I guess. Okay.
We'll have to get someone to translate it for us.
You have one.
Excellent.
Perfect. I'd love to read that.
Yeah, and there was a big, not a big debate, but there were people who were saying, oh, like, I hate this voice. And I said, no, you're wrong. He's the best.
That's amazing. So, okay.
See?
That's pretty great.
So, see, the internet world helps sometimes to expand your fan base.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's move on. I know that you guys have a huge plans. You're going on, is it the first proper tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to the island last summer, but yeah. This is
our
like
first
across
real
Canada.
Big stint. It's a pretty long haul, lots of late drives, but
yeah,
we're all really excited. We're really, really excited.
Yeah, we're thrilled. It's going to be amazing.
I know that you play in is it the final step you play in Puzafest in Montreal?
That's the destination, yeah. But we're going to be touring all the way there and all the way back.
Yeah.
So
it's as far as we're going across Canada, but then we're playing as many shows as we can on the way, and then as many as we can on the way back.
That's
basically, I think we're playing 10 or 11 shows over 2 weeks.
So this is probably the most consistent run of dates you...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Playing Puzafest, because I really want to go there, and the lineup is fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're playing with?
We're going to be opening for Poison Idea.
Not bad.
So, yeah.
It's pretty...
Who else?
Hot Water Music's playing on a different night, and Less Than Jake is playing on the same night, but later in the evening.
But, like, on our night at Fufun, or Fufun Electric is where the venue we're playing, which is my favorite bar in Montreal. It's amazing. Big spider above the door. It's crazy. Like a giant spider. But
dead? Dead or fake?
It's fake.
It's like a 6-foot spider.
Did you see Lord of the Rings? It's like that.
I don't watch movies.
Really? Not even Lord of the Rings?
No. My wife, she makes me watch all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a huge movie geek, and she's like, let's sit down and watch. And I think we started watching Harry Potter,
yeah,
movie about the magic person. And so first night we've made it through 40 minutes, and I fall asleep. And the second night we made it till 60 minutes, but I think there's a little bit left in the movie, and I'm not sure what's happening.
You should watch Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Because that song, Break the Dam, Release the River, that's a quote.
Okay, see,
from that movie.
See, uneducated Russian immigrant. Have no idea about the movies. But yeah, that's probably one of the lists of the movies I will see forced by my beloved. But anyway, let's go back to the Montreal Pizza Fest.
Yes. Yeah, we're playing with Poison Idea, Opposition Rising. I think there's like 12 bands playing on just our venue on our day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think there's around 200 bands playing
total,
in the festival.
Like the fest.
Yeah, well, over the 3 days across six or seven different venues. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be pretty incredible.
Are you going to stay there to see other shows, or like how did...
We're getting there either the night before or the morning of the uh-huh. festival, because we're playing in Ottawa the night before.
Uh-huh.
But I really want to get there on Friday for the Hot Water Music,
yeah.
Menzingers, Flatliners.
Oh, you're
feeling so good.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah.
And the Lagwagon plays. Oh.
Lagwagon plays as well.
Ish.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence Arms.
Good luck there.
Yeah, we got to measure up to all of these guys.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
But on Saturday, let's go back to the real world, to
yes.
the world where right. I live. At the Rickshaw, you're playing the Jen Huang's Northern Guard Meat Pills and One Life Animal.
Yep.
Any special performance you planning to do, or just regular or super energetic?
Well, I don't know if you can call any performance normal.
Hey, I don't know. I think we have a couple surprises that we haven't done before, but... You know, we also have a new album with a yeah. bunch of new songs that we haven't played before. So I think we're going to try and make it as entertaining as possible.
Yeah.
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 You're usually very successful with that, in my experience, watching you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, we're almost done. We have 5 minutes left. Let me just reconfirm the data for both shows, which we mentioned today on the show.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, May 12th, at the Rickshaw Ankaras, you will listen to your brand new amazing album,
mm-hmm.
The Jen Huang's Northern Guard Meat Pills and One Life Animal. Those are the opening artists.
Yep.
The night before, Isotopes are releasing their brand new 7-inch called Blood Diamond. This event is happening at the Media Club. Isotopes are playing with Greenback High, Keep Tidy, Joyce Collinwood. So if you don't have any punk rock plans for this upcoming Friday and Saturday night, I just gave you some ideas how to spend your Friday and Saturday night in this particular city, in this province.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
There you go.
This is it. Thank you so much for being here, for talking to me and playing.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks
man.
For having us on.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
If you like what you heard, the podcast will be available on the website citr.ca. I have also a blog, wealthfalldowncitr.tumblr.com. The podcast will be available there as well. And next week I will have interview with Paul McKenzie from the band Real McKenzies. The Real McKenzies are playing next week at the Red Room. They're playing two shows, May 15th and 16th, so we will talk a little bit about it. It's a pre-recorded interview. I already have it. It's quite interesting and very, as Paul McKenzie can be amazing, he was amazing during that interview, and obviously I play you some songs from their new album. For now, I'd like to finish this show. We just mentioned a little bit about the band Against Me. Tom Gable, he made the decision to change his gender. It's a really sensitive topic, and I don't really want don't to express any opinions. I just want to show my great support to this amazing person. I know him a little bit personally, and he's basically Against Me, one of my favorite bands. No Facts, my favorite band. Against Me, my probably second favorite band. I just, if he decided to do that, that's his family's opinion. It's the right thing to do. I just want to show support to the amazing person and to play the song called The Ocean.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Great support to Against Me, the family, Against Me, and everyone. Thank you so much for listening. That was Punk Rock Show, We All Fall Down. And this is the band called Against Me, their song, The Ocean. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
depths where the sun's light is never shown.